Welcome to Backstage, the Bachata podcast, in an all-female episode. Today's guest being Lisa from Berlin. We will be discussing an extremely important topic on how to consciously work with your body rather than against it in dancing, and how to promote body positivity in the female-dominated dance scene. No time to waste. Let's get to it. So let's get started. So nice to have you on. How are you doing?
I'm so excited. I'm really good. Looking forward to this conversation.
Me too. I think before we start and dive in, tell us a bit about yourself and how you got into dancing.
Yeah, so I'm Lisa. I do Dance with Lisa mainly in Europe, like going on festivals with different partners. And in Berlin, I do teaching, focused on lady styling. How did I get into dancing? It started like with my teenager age. So I started to do ballroom, and then from there I would experience salsa, and I so fell in love with this dance that I hit like with 16 or something the first time the salsa dance floor, and I got a little crush there with the music. And so yeah, ever since I stayed. And later bachata, I think, was 7 years ago when I lived in the States, and there was like a huge scene and the people are dancing amazing, and so they really got me hit on bachata again. So yeah.
So you then slowly converted to bachata?
Yeah.
Or do you still dance a lot of salsa as well?
Well, like I love salsa still. I also do kizomba, but usually, you know, when you once hit the bachata floor, you usually stay there for a longer time because the groove is so good and there's so many nice people you catch up with. So I'm trying still, but main is bachata.
Okay, nice, nice. Well, today's topic, I'm excited. We're going to be looking at, the woman perspective in the dance world. Seeing the dance world is very female dominant. You can often feel maybe a little bit of pressure, a little bit of competition. I know I've had my fair share of moments of insecurity in the dance world. First of all, when I started going to festivals, I thought I'm not good enough level-wise. People there were amazing. And then I started going to show team trainings, and I thought I wasn't technical enough, you know, technique wasn't really on point. But honestly, I faced most of the challenges with my self-image when I joined the ladies show team. And it was mainly that I didn't feel feminine or elegant enough. I never understood how ladies could, you know, gracefully move their hands while doing a body roll and keeping hair out of their face all at the same time. It's just something that was a mystery to me. So I always felt a little insecure about myself, that I wasn't really sure how to move and how to make it look feminine and elegant. Are there moments, specific moments, that you can think back to where you also felt maybe not so confident yourself?
I think we all have that. Come on. Like, I cannot think that we're like, oh, every day I'm feeling so confident being here. No, of course not. It has so much to do with with our also how we feel that day, you know, like the attitude, where if we had a lot of stress, if we're just relaxed. I think this is a lot of what also puts us in a stressful mood. And for me, I can remember, especially when I started dancing, you're new, you don't know many people, and then you try with the first steps, try to follow, try to hear the beat, try to find the one. It's stressful.
So much to do.
Yeah, and especially as you're saying, if you're in the competition mode, so there are like various ways of dancing. Some are social, and some are also if you go to competition or to show. I mean, this is even more stressful because you have to deal with a lot of pressure, and also you have to deal with a team usually, you know, where you have to be on level, or usually it's the feeling that you want to be on level and you want to succeed. And this is a lot of stress for our mind.
Definitely. But it's always there. And I do like how you said that it depends on the feeling, on the mood. Because if I think back to some parties, I mean, in the end, dancing always makes me very happy. Never mind if I had a really bad day or a really great day. But I do notice that if I have a bad day, maybe the first few songs or the beginning is a little rusty. And I'm just like, oh, I made a mistake. Oh, I made a mistake. Oh, no, this isn't looking good. And it takes a while before, like, I let go of that, let's say, stress and can just fully dance and then enjoy it for the rest of the evening. So I do really like that idea.
So what you said. Beautiful. Yeah. So, I mean, this whole point, I think this is what connects every dancer and why we dancers stick to dancing, you know, because this moment of being so happy after a party, we dance so much and then we have all these joy in our body, and this is what makes us come back, right?
So yeah, of course, definitely. this is why we want all the parties back, all the socials.
Yeah.
Well, that really touches on the next kind of idea I have is when you look at, you know, you have body confidence and you have mental confidence. Now, looking at the mental aspect, what do you do if, or what can someone do if they have a moment of lower self-image? How do you push through and how do you continue to dance during these times? Because I can imagine, well, it is hard, you know, to convince yourself to go.
Yeah, totally. So the thing is, you cannot have every day the same mind. Like, you're not the person, you know, there are good days, there are bad days. But I think we are really pushing ourselves hard, you know, like imagine if your best friend is not feeling good today, you would like probably hug her and tell her, hey, what's going on? You're so beautiful. You're such a shining person. Let's go to the party. You know, we're super emotional and very, we really support our friends. But like on the same time, like if we're feeling bad, we would maybe go in the bathroom, be like, oh my God, you look so tired. Like, how, like, you know, and you would actually tear yourself down instead of really being like a best friend for yourself and saying, hey, it was a hard day today, but we're going to bachata party now. And it's going to be a fun night. So let's have fun, you know, like don't stress about steps. Just have a good time and see people. And I think if we would approach ourselves more in that way, it would help us, you know, it would put less pressure on ourselves.
For sure. I definitely agree with that. Also, because it's really relatable. I mean, I think we've all had our moments like that, maybe more towards the beginning. When you start dancing, because then you do learn to kind of let go. And anyway, I guess we should remind ourselves that the reason why we're there, if it's social dancing, it's social dancing, and social dancing should be fun. It shouldn't be the most perfect dance every time, right?
Exactly. So, I mean, this is good to say, okay, why do I dance? Really ask yourself why. So if you want to meet new people, if you want to have a good time, if you want to relax, why is there any pressure? You know, it's different if you go to a training and you want to perform. This is a different why of dancing, but still then be respectful and be supportive for yourself. Don't be like, oh my God, you did the step again, or how can it be that you cannot lift your arms and spin? Like, who are you? You know, just be like, hey, okay, next time we're doing it better, you know, like, let's do this. And if you're doing something with fun and joy, it's always easier, you know, it's always a better energy you're in. And so,
and it also generally goes better if you kind of let go and don't stress about it. I mean, I've noticed that with me in show team trainings. Obviously, I've had moments where I was like, I'm not getting this. It doesn't look good. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to improve it. But if I stressed about it too much, I felt like I'd basically block myself. But if I just kind of let go of it and just practice, I mean, in the end, that's what it's about, let's say in the show team trainings, it would actually work out. Or, you know, remind yourself where you started, because where you are now is definitely, even in the social dance world, if I think back when I started and now, huge difference. And I guess we don't remind ourselves that enough, and we feel like we're always stuck in the same level, even though we're not.
It totally. So, I mean, if you would think how much you have accomplished until now, I mean, this is so much to be grateful for, you know? I mean, look, some years ago, some months ago, you were not able to find the one. You didn't know what bachata was, you know? And today you dance on the social floors in Europe or in the world. You meet many people. You have a show team.
Exactly.
So this is what counts. Not like, I think you are the only one you should compare yourself to, because yes, it's not you or me you should compare to, because you don't have the same background. You don't have the same body. You didn't go through what I go through. And if you are better yesterday than today, awesome. You know,
exactly.
This is what should count. And if I go to training, and I definitely have these moments where I'm like with a dance partner or with a dance team, and I'm like, I just cannot do it, you know, in this moment when you think I cannot, of course you cannot. I mean, you're just saying, you're saying yourself, I cannot. So it's just really going back. I just close my eyes. I breathe. I just relax, you know, and remember myself how much fun it is to dance and why I'm doing this. And, by bringing yourself back to the why and to the things you love, it's working. So
exactly. So, you know, switch out the cannot for I can.
Exactly. And just I will. Do it.
It's true. Yeah. Like if you keep repeating it, you're going to believe what you're saying. So you might as well change it to something that's more positive.
Totally. I mean, it's your life. It's your time. So have a good time, right?
Definitely. And this actually brings me, so from the mental to the body confidence, so the more physical aspects, exactly like you were saying, you shouldn't compare yourself to others. And women often do compare themselves to others, whether they like it or not. And we compare ourselves feeling we aren't flexible enough or creative enough or beautiful enough or elegant enough, feminine enough. The list goes on and on. Keeping a positive self-image overall, also in just the dance world, is really hard sometimes. And whether it's the physical look or the abilities, most of the times people do find themselves feeling they don't have the right body, mm-hmm. or they aren't, you know, they don't look like a dancer, whatever that means. But, you know, how do you learn to appreciate your body and feel comfortable in your own skin?
I think you're talking lots about like, you compare yourself to others. This is something you're doing because you are outside, you know, you're focusing not on yourself, but you're seeing other people doing something with a totally different background. And this brings you away from yourself, from your focus. And I had this too. I mean, every woman, like, come on, who say I'm not comparing and I'm not doing, like, this is like, I cannot believe you then, you know? But the thing is I'm not saying you shouldn't do it. You just should be like, okay, now I'm in the comparing mode. I go back to the, like to myself and focus on me and what I can do and what my body is capable. So for me, I mean, I had to learn it the hard way. I had a really bad knee surgery. And for a dancer, this is like a really difficult thing, because not being able to work on your knee, being in surgery, everyone told me like, you're not gonna dance the way before, etc. This made me also realize to work more with my body and with my boundaries, you know. And only because you can do a split doesn't mean that my body is yet ready, yet capable of doing it, like, you know. And the question is, do I really need to do a split, or until which barrier is it fine for my body? And when you start working and listening a little bit more to your body, I had the experience that I came more to myself, you know, I was being more present. And this helped me so much to start to getting to know my body and getting to know what I'm good at, what I'm not so good at, and to really be also appreciable for what a body gives you, like, you know, all the abilities, being able to go to the dance floors, to dance, to run, to jump, to be active. This is such a big gift, and we should be so thankful for that, you know. And we can work with our bodies, of course, and we should, but we shouldn't be like using others in the outside to put this as a standard and then feel we cannot reach the standard, you know. It should be the other way around. It should be, okay, this is a nice inspiration and this looks good. How can I do it with my body? And this is where actually dance classes should jump in, you know. And this is where you can ask people to give you ideas and work with your body, and not being like, okay, I see this, I want this, because it probably won't work that way. I mean, you know, your body shape is different than mine. And if you do a move and I will do it, it will look different probably, you know. And I really had to learn
that's
this.
That's exactly true.
Yeah. So for me, I'm not sure, like, not many people know, I told you that I started dancing in the US. And what really brought me to bachata was the dancer Gatica. So Gatica is not like the typical Latina. And when I saw her performing with her partner then on stage, I was like, wow, she's like beautiful. She has such a great attitude. And she's moving graciously without being the actual stereotype. So this opened for the really first time my eyes and to see, okay, like, how can dancing look too, you know? So for me, she was like, she was an idea. We have like the same body type maybe, or like a little bit more than I have to, because I'm also a little bit taller and I have longer legs and I'm not so like the Latina type. And she opened the eyes for me, you know, to really see, okay, this is an inspiration. How can dancing look like? It doesn't need to be exactly a way. Yeah. And so this was, yeah, something that helped me, plus like staying with myself to really grow as a dancer and not quitting because I don't look the way like a Latina of 1.50 meters would look like, you know, because I don't have the body for that. Yet I can enjoy my body and I'm a dancer and I can do beautiful things with it too. So just like different moves.
I agree with that completely.
Yeah.
So I want to go from what you just said. Exactly. There's this one thing that really reached out to me. What you said is what one move looks like with one person may look completely different with another. And I totally agree. The funny thing is when you see a footwork or a body movement done by an artist you are inspired by, let's say Gatica, you really want to learn it exactly the way she does it, right? Mm-hmm. But like you said, everyone's body is different. So the movement will look different for everyone, even if the base is the same. How do you think one can learn to accept their own movement and learn about their own capabilities, like you said, and use this information to their advantage to grow their own unique style and to be okay with, all right, I learned this move by Gatica, but it's not the same. It's inspired by her.
So the first thing is that, you know, really see it as an inspiration and not as a move, because important is like a step, footwork, a move. It's not only like steps, what you're doing with your foot, but it's something you do with your whole body. And you give like a step or like a move your personality because you're feeling the move. You're doing it and then you're expressing it. You know, you're just not doing three steps and a tap. You really move your weight. You know, this is like what comes with it. So the one understanding of like not only doing a step, but to have an expression that you want to give is for me something I would advise. And the other thing is, especially when you started dancing and you just want to get to know your body, you know, like this is maybe step two, what I just said is, think about what your favorite part of your body is, you know, so maybe, so for example, I like my butt, maybe you like your abs or you like your arms. And if you have something that you really feel comfortable with, like, look at some inspirations or like three different moves that you like. And when you start doing these moves, like just try it, you know, try it with closed eyes, how it feels, not in front of a mirror, just how this feels. And when this kind of move feels natural to you, feels good to you, and this is something then what may become your move, like, you know, your thing, and you could enjoy it, then just do it, you know, just use it in social dancing. It's not about having lots of moves, lots of footwork. It's something that you can relate to, that you can feel with your body and that you enjoy, you know, like if you're someone yeah. who's like not so comfortable with arms, why do arm styling? You know, if you have like a really nice booty and you like to use it because it makes you even have more fun. And this is what we're all doing, right? We want to have fun. We want to dance.
Flaunt what you got.
Exactly.
Basically.
Shake what your mama
totally
gave
agree.
You.
Shake what your mama gave you. Put your own flair to it.
Yeah. And, you know, it's about the fun. If you don't feel good in a movement, if you don't feel confident, because it's not your body type or it's not the arms you feel comfortable with, it will never look strong. It will never look something that you want to express. So just don't do it, you know? Use something that you are in love with yourself. And I think if you start to enjoy your body more, then you just get a new attitude, you know, so maybe you fall in love a little bit more with yourself than the day before. And this is something what life should be about, not expressing a move to show others how good you are. It's impressing yourself with yourself, working with your body because you feel good in your body and you, fall a little bit more in love with yourself and show this to the people.
That's absolutely amazing. I think I would have not put it better than that. You said it so nicely.
Thank you.
Because it's true. It is. It all comes back actually to the first thing, you know, why, the why. Why do you do this? You do this for you. You don't do this for others. So it should feel natural. And it's great when you go to a workshop and you learn some moves. In the end, you just take out the ones that work for you. And like you said, that come naturally. That don't feel forced, because I know I've tried moves, which I loved, but then every time I tried it, it felt forced and it felt kind of robotic. And I didn't feel like it was my style or me necessarily. Not that, you know, I could like it, but just my body wasn't really cooperating with the movement. And then I just found myself dropping it, because if I'd keep trying and it just kept feeling weird, and I was getting it right. It wasn't like it was the wrong movement. It didn't feel right. It felt weird and awkward and alien to me. And then I just kind of was like, never mind, I'm not going to do that.
I mean, you know, this is also the thing. We shouldn't be in our head when we're dancing, you know, we shouldn't be like, okay, we are now on five, on six, we're putting up the arm. It's good for training. But when you go to social dance, for me, at least, this is my approach, how I do social dance. I want to have fun. And so I just want to shut out my head. This is my motivation why I dance, because dancing helps me to forget and to just meditate, you know, like when I'm dancing, I'm not thinking. And the only way you cannot think is when you're not using your head, when you're thinking about, okay, what do I do with my arms? Where is the hit? And where is like the beat? Then you are so focused on everything else but yourself. And the yes. goal should be, or like my goal at least for social dancing, is to have a good time, to dance with other people. And so just using the energy and in enjoying and not in overthinking
Yeah, and I think we're all, you know, guilty of the overthinking part, but exactly. Social dancing should be enjoying and sharing your passion with all the other dancers on the dance floor, connecting to the music, connecting to your partner, and just expressing with your body. So just letting go, see what feels right. Trial and error, even, you know, if you want to try a lady styling move, try it out. If it works, it works. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. You move on. And if it worked, awesome. And then you use it again. So I guess, you know, stop thinking too much in your head and try to listen to the body. And sometimes you might feel like, oh, my hand needs to go to the side now. And you do it just because it feels like it should be there. And I think that's kind of what makes dancing so beautiful. You know, you move with your body and you connect basically with your body in a very different way.
You get to learn yourself a little bit more in a different way, you know?
So yeah,
having a conversation with yourself, traveling, these are all ways to get to know a different perspective of yourself. And when you dance, it's a really beautiful way to also get to know your body, yourself, in a really new perspective, in a new way, which you maybe haven't seen, or a perspective that you haven't met before. So this is so much possibility with our body here.
It's such an exciting journey, actually, just, you know, learning your strengths and limitations and developing further.
Exactly. And this is exactly the thing. Dancing, or like in general, your life is a journey. It's not like a step and then you have succeeded. It's a journey you're in. So it's, you started at some point, and when you look back, you have accomplished already so much. And if you see yourself that way, if you really are a fan of yourself, this helps you so much with, like, you know, be less judgmental.
Yes.
Be more a good friend than a judge.
As a teacher, how do you motivate your ladies in situations when they're nervous to go to a party or just aren't sure they want to continue with bachata? Or, you know, how do you boost their confidence when they don't feel necessary, good enough, or like I said, feminine enough, elegant enough?
The question is, who defines what is elegant? Who defines what is feminine? So if you only want to quit because you think you're not fitting, this is not the right way. Because if you like something that you're doing and you see a progress and you have a good time, give yourself this treatment. Like, it's something like you want to do, so do it. And what I do with my girls is I'm less focusing on a lot of moves, but really focusing more on what is good for you, what you enjoy, and not doing step after step. And such an advice is check your body, where is your boundaries? This is what I'm doing a lot in my classes of lady styling. And I think if you have the right people around yourself, you don't have necessarily this feeling of quitting or not being good enough, you know? I think being a dance teacher doesn't only mean I should be someone who's teaching steps, but also like supporting them in their way of dancing and, giving them the mindset they need. And this is something that I see as dance, being a dance teacher, not being the one who's teaching the move.
Okay. So really motivating them to, even though you learn, of course, technique and base is important, but then just exploring their own, their own flair and their own style, and just expanding on that.
Exactly. Like, explore your own body. Don't forget why you're doing it, like the fun part. And also be curious, like try something, get some inspiration, but then look also for yourself how you can do it. So, you know, be kind to yourself and be kind to others. And, you know, if you're kind to others, and if you are a little bit less judgmental with yourself, this helps you to grow as a dancer, as a person. And And of course, you need some technique. You need, of course, some moves so you can do it. It's like not that you don't need it, but it's the other side, you know, where we're not talking so about a match, it is the mindset.
Yes, exactly. All right. Now a completely different area. Mm-hmm. In bachata, dressing and style, you know, there's this difficulty of how do we balance and express being feminine, being beautiful, being sexy, without actually being afraid to the critique and judgment, which often leads to, oh no, that's too sexy, you know? Like how do we balance that?
So first, like, who says that this is sexy and this is not sexy? You know, who is defining what is feminine? If you ask 5 different women about what is feminine, or if you ask a man what is feminine, you will get totally different answers, because it's not like there is a definition as if you have like a mathematical theory, you know, there's a definition. But what I think, if you feel sexy about something, if you feel like you want to wear shorts because you like your legs and you feel good in it, do it. I mean, if you feel comfortable, go out and wear it, go out and live it, you know, as long as you don't hurt anybody. There is no definition that I can say, okay, like, you can wear shorts, but then please don't wear high heels or something, you know? there's no dress code. I think the dress code is, do you enjoy what you're wearing? Do you like yourself? And if this is a yes, then go out and wear it, you know? It's yourself who should be the judge.
Exactly. And again, it's not to please others, right? And even if your goal was to please others and have everyone like you, that's never going to happen. You can't please everybody. There's always going to be someone who has a problem with you and someone who absolutely adores you.
Totally. And this is why it's so beautiful, because there are so many different personalities. And just because I love strawberries, it doesn't mean you are allergic to it and you cannot eat it. So, I mean, if I show you the beautiful, beautiful strawberries, you will still say like, yeah, no, I'm not gonna eat that, you know? So, but that shouldn't be stopping me from eating it, because I enjoy it. And this is actually what dancing should be, or your outfit should be about.
And then, you know, in the bachata world, well, actually in the dance world, we often have dress codes and party themes. And these can also bring up some insecurities. For example, in the bachata scene, the bodysuit, it's absolutely everywhere right now, right? You see it at festivals, you see it at workshops, you see it at socials, at parties. I mean, I love the bodysuit. I own quite a few, but I do know ladies who don't feel comfortable wearing it. And they may sometimes feel a bit pressured into wearing one. For example, if you have a social with the theme bodysuits, obviously you don't have to wear it. It's just suggested as a fun group thing to do. But if you don't feel comfortable wearing one and you decide not to wear it, you do risk feeling slightly excluded, maybe. I mean, that can be an issue. What is your opinion towards these kind of situations? You know, how can women continue to empower and support each other? In the end, we are all on the same team and we do share the same passion, right?
Exactly. We should never forget about this. It's so important. But I totally feel and I can understand what this makes you. You are maybe new to a scene. You want to be part of it. There's like a motto theme and you feel the pressure, you know, of, being part of this. But here's the thing, what we all should keep in mind. So the pressure is in ourselves, because we want to belong to this group, you know. But if there's a motto party and if you're not feeling really comfortable in wearing a jumpsuit, then like why should you do this? I mean, this is like the organizer is like usually someone who just wants to help us, as he knows that we never know what to wear. So he's like, okay, Friday night, jumpsuit night. And this is more like a suggestion, to us. And if we feel not wearing it, keep in mind that you don't have to do this and that the people will still love you for your jeans and your white t-shirt that you're going to wear, because it's not what you're wearing, it's like who you are, and they like you not for your jumpsuit but for the way you are, and they will dance with you. So take this pressure away and do what you feel comfortable, and if this doesn't fit to the motto of the party, don't worry.
So be it. I mean,
exactly, go with your jeans, have a fun time, because what does it help? Does it benefit anybody if you are wearing a jumpsuit you're not feeling comfortable in? You probably then are not as joyful, not as relaxed. Does this benefit anybody? Or does anybody maybe want to dance with you because you're enjoying and you're fun?
Yeah, exactly. I totally agree. Why why keep unnecessary stress in our way if it's not really that important? And honestly, in the end, like I said, you're already in the community, so you don't really need to feel excluded, because you already share the biggest common thing, which is the passion for dance, right? And that's already a pretty big base and a pretty big good ground to fit in and be included in the community. If you enjoy dance, you're included in the community already. So exactly, the bodysuit doesn't really do anything. It's just there, and you can choose to do it or not. And there's plenty of ladies who won't be wearing that bodysuit either.
Exactly. So this brings us to the question again. How would your best friend react? You know, would she tell you to wear this because you have to, or would she tell you use the jeans because you love it? So if we're getting back into this mode, then yeah, be kind to you and be kind to others. And then no one should feel excluded from a scene.
So basically, if you're in a struggling situation, always ask yourself, what would I tell my best friend? And then follow your own advice.
Or call. or you call just your, you know, like sometimes, like this is easy to say now, because if you're in a stressful situation, you usually come that up with the best ideas, you know, but if you're surrounded by good people, they will tell you probably. If not, you can always feel free to call me. I will tell you. Yeah, but it's important. It's really important to be more kind to yourself and to spread more joy, you know, because if you spread out joy, like imagine how others feel. You know, this is like also, if you are happy, much more people would benefit from it than if you are angry, if you're sad, if you're insecure, and if you're maybe snappy because of this, or just like hitting in a corner.
Yeah.
Does this really benefit?
So everyone, the note here is continue to spread sunshine.
Yeah.
It's only going to benefit you and benefit everyone else. So it's always a win-win situation for everyone.
Yeah.
And, you know, as we've been talking, that dancing and expressing yourself with your body can basically bring a lot of insecurities and doubts, but it can also boost your confidence. How did dancing improve your confidence?
So I started dancing when I was a teenager. So this was like, as we all know, being a teenager, being 14 years old, is not the easiest time. So for me, dancing was always like the way how I could express my feelings, how I could feel, understand, and put out my emotions. And dancing to me is, for me, the biggest gift. You know, when I'm on the dance floor, like social wise, this is meditation for me. And this is such a gift to me that when I cannot dance, you know, there's something missing. But because this is my tool to calm down, to relax, to really enjoy. So, and this also helped me, obviously, then to be a more relaxed and happy person. So dancing is my tool, really.
Yeah, that's, I can absolutely relate to what you're saying. It's brought so much positive, you know, into my life as well. And like you said, it's the way how to express yourself, the good and the bad. You just kind of, it's the easiest outlet for me. So the easiest way to let go and just to exactly relax. It's the sort of meditation, physically and mentally. And it's something so beautiful, I think, a lot of us dancers share, and that's why we're still in it. And the most beautiful part is it's not only sharing it with yourself, but you're sharing it with the person you're dancing with and all the other people at the social, at the party, at the workshop. So it's beautiful on so many levels.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Like dancing is there when your partner breaks up with you. Dancing is there when you get like the job promotion. You know, dancing is there when you're on vacation and you want to meet new people. You know, it's always there for every mood you have. You can use the music and just flow with it and leave all your inner thinkings and believings and emotions out in the world.
So this brings me to the final question. I'm really curious. Do you think it's possible to, you know, stretch and honor the concept of body ability over aesthetics and physical looks? Because that's kind of what is mainly in social media. So, you know, do you think it's possible to expand the idea that there is no perfect body and that the dancing and dance artistry is unique in all shapes, forms, and sizes, you know, that it's just never ending. There's no limits.
If everybody would have the same body type, you know, like same size, same positions of your arms, etc., how boring would that be? So would that be interesting if you look on the dance floor and everyone is dancing the same way with the same body, with the same face expression? I don't think so. So, you know, this like dancing and also when you in general, not looking to bachata, but dancing hip hop, salsa, you know, like contemporary ballet, you all have these facets. And this is what makes dancing so beautiful, you know, for every way of music, you can use a different style. And this is the same with body. So, having a healthy body is such an immense gift. Like, it doesn't matter if you're size 40, if you're size 36, it's not matter. The matter is what kind of person is in there and what kind of attitude comes out. Being a dancer has nothing to do with a certain body type. And I personally love this variety of bodies, of dancers, and that everyone has a different style because this makes us so diverse and so colorful. And this what makes me love to look at the dance floor because everyone is hearing the music a little bit different and using a different style. And this makes it so interesting.
I think that's a beautiful note to end on. Just, you know, dancing is really vibrant and I completely agree with what you said. I really want to thank you for joining me. I absolutely love discussing this topic with you. And if people would like to know more about you and what you do, where can they follow you?
So, first of all, I'm super happy to be part of this conversation because it's like, to me, like a very, yeah, it's a very inspiring thing to talk, not only about steps, but something that important to me. So thank you. And yeah, if you want to get in touch with me, you can do it over Instagram, Dance with Lisa, or Facebook, Dance with Lisa. Yeah, so, and I'm happy to discuss topics with you and yeah, to get in touch.
Perfect. Thank you so, so much. And I really hope you have a beautiful rest of the day.
Thank you. You too. Greetings from Berlin.
And that's a wrap. Thank you so, so much for listening. Subscribe to our podcast. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please consider leaving a review so that we can continue to improve the show. You can follow us on Instagram at backstage.podcast to stay up to date. So who would you like to hear next? Let us know and see you in the next episode.